Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Funny story out this morning talking about the 10 things we want to stop caring about here in the new year in 2026. I like number one a lot because I am guilty of this. Number one says, quit responding to texts as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Make people wait. Don't establish the expectation of you are always available and always ready to reply.
Yeah.
Give it a minute.
Well, that depends on who it is, too. Like, work people? No.
Between 2 to 3 days.
Exactly.
2 to 3 days before I reply to you guys. Man,
jeez.
Oh, man.
Who's somebody
that you're going to reply back to? Oh, probably
right
your mom.
Away. Zoe.
Baby Nana.
Every time.
Mama,
yeah.
Where are you?
Yeah, used to be a guy, but not anymore.
Yeah.
So just those types of things, right? Like you used to reply right away, and now I'm not doing it.
Yeah, you're spot on with that. It's definitely just work people. Let that go for a while. keeping up with people you grew up with or grew apart from. Okay, that's fine. Sports, keep watching. Just don't be so invested whether they win or lose. Are you kidding me? All of our teams are doing crazy right now.
And easier to say when you don't have the best basketball player on the planet on
right.
your team.
The Broncos are doing great. The Avs are doing great. Screw that one.
Miss me with that.
Trendy clothes. Stop caring about trendy clothes.
Oh, I am so ahead of the game on that.
Same. I got old hoodies and jeans, man. Hoodies and jeans. Other people's opinions of you. Yeah, I'm pretty good at that, just because I've been doing this job for 2 decades.
Yeah, like a duck. You let it roll off your back.
I really do. I let a lot of opinions just kind of...
You don't care.
You're a chill guy.
I don't.
Yeah,
you're
a chill guy.
Well, yeah, in 2026, I'm a chill guy.
Yay.
Nicole has actually said to me on numerous occasions, she's like, you're really good at letting stuff roll off you. I was like, honey, baby, sugar. I was like, when you've been doing this job for as long as you have, everybody has an opinion, and they come at you every day.
So yeah. Please, like, everybody. Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever. Peer pressure to go out. If you don't want to go out, you don't need to go out this year. Stay at home.
That's easier said than done when you have a significant other, though. If you're,
looking for one,
you have to push yourself to be out there, you know? Like...
Katie's
yeah.
looking for a booty call and double breaded chicken breasts.
No, those are two different things.
You got to go out to get
one of the same.
I know not, though.
buying a house, whatever. And then things you can't control. No use stressing over stuff you can't do anything about. It's a tough one, but everybody does it.
Don't worry about it twice.
You know what? You just got to become a chill guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
I need some theme music. I need
like
chill guy
duck.
Theme music.
Okay.
I'm going to have to find something.
We'll be on it.
Chill guy. Speaking of sweet knickknacks, she went to a party this weekend with a bunch of her girlfriends. It was a soup party. A soup party.
You bring your own soup, and then you try everybody's soup, and then you rave about the soups?
Soup for days, Katie. Yes,
yes,
awesome. And yes to all of those questions. All the ladies show up with their crock pot full of soup, and... Everybody samples each other's soup.
I love that.
What soup would you make?
She made dill pickle soup.
What?
It was really good. Yum. I've never had dill pickle soup before.
I've never heard of that.
You okay
I
want to
stand up and shut that front door right now.
Why?
Like, that's
You're
what
a fan
I wanted
of the pickle
to.
Soup?
No, I love it. I love it. That's
Have you
what
had
I
it?
I think it
Apparently.
Sounds delicious. Like any dill pickle flavored something. And so in a
it
soup,
was good.
I'm a
What's
fan.
The ingredients?
Believe it or not.
Pickles, right?
Pickles.
Well, yeah, but is it just pickles?
Is it like creamy or
it's
is it broth?
It's just an entire crock pot full of pickles.
But was it creamy or was it broth?
With a splash of half and half.
Oh, creamy.
No,
okay.
it was creamy. It could have been creamier. In my opinion, it was a little watery. Because you put the pickles in there and there's like carrots and potatoes and onions. And then you put pickle broth in. Did I say that already? Pickles and pickle broth. And then some like half and half and stuff. But what I would have done is I would have mashed it up more so it was like thicker. It was a little too watery for me, but the flavor was money.
Okay.
It was really good.
So you just wanted a little bit more thickness to it.
Until you ate it the next day.
Oh.
And the pickles had time to sit in there for a while. And it was a little different
mushy,
last night. It was a
mushy
little
pickle.
Different.
Yeah.
It was a little off last night when we had the leftovers.
The pickle soup's only good fresh?
It's good fresh. Yeah. I wouldn't reheat the pickle soup.
It's not a second day soup?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
And it's maybe a once a season soup, too. It's not like your chicken noodle or your minestrone.
I don't think you liked it.
I don't.
It was
good.
I loved it.
In the moment.
Yeah.
In the moment. It was really good.
Was that your first time having it?
Yeah.
So that's maybe a one-time soup.
It's fine.
Maybe a one-time soup.
It's a once-a-season soup.
Okay.
One and done.
The other thing at this party that I found very unique, I was like, whoa, that's kind of a great idea. As it was in the middle of January now. It was a white elephant gift exchange at the pickle at the soup party. And here's the gist behind the white elephant gift exchange. You were to bring a gift that you received during the holiday season that you didn't like.
Oh.
So everybody, there's, I don't know, 15, 20 ladies there. They each brought a gift that they received that they hated. And then in turn, it became a white elephant gift here in January.
Quick turnaround.
Kind of a unique idea.
I think. I would like that because there's a few things that I have that I'm like, what am I going to do with these?
Mm-hmm,
like,
this is crap.
It's going to hang on to it until I find someone to give it to.
So she brought some really nice jewelry that I gave her for Christmas.
Oh, that's funny.
She came home with a puzzle.
That's a good good exchange,
that was a good
right?
Exchange.
It's fair trade.
Fair trade. I was like, you got a puzzle? I spent like $300 on that necklace.
I'd be
do
so
Do better
upset.
Next time, Chair.
Do
better.
Do better. Do better. How was your, you said something went on at your house this weekend?
Okay, so remember when I went home on Friday last week, it was still snowing pretty bad. And so at my house or my apartment, when I drive into the apartment building, that is where I have to check the mail. So my apartment is way further down the road. I have to drive to go check my mail when I check it, right? So I usually get it when I'm coming into the apartment complex. So I have to park my car, get out, and check the mail. So I get home on Friday. It's still snowing. I park my car, I grab my keys, I get out to check the mail. I check the mail and I go to get back in my car and I have the key fob, right, to get in my car. And in my car, it has on the handle that little button you push to unlock
it. You bet it does.
Right? So yep. You know that that's how it unlocks. So I went to go unlock my car and it's not working. And I was like, what? What? Like, and I'm pressing the unlock thing on my key fob and it's not working. And then finally I take, because the key fob can come apart and you can get the key out of
the
it
physical key,
and you
yeah.
can actually use the key to unlock your car. Even that is not working. But my key fob is locking. Like, I'm pressing all the buttons and it's locking, and then I press the alarm and the alarm starts going off and I'm like, why is it happening? Like, but it will not unlock my car, and I'm freaking out here. Like, am I gonna have to walk to my apartment and leave my car here by the mailbox?
Was
like
it running?
It's not running. Okay. I turned it off and everything, but I cannot get into my car, and I
am
freaking out, right? And then it's right in front of the office, so everybody's watching
like,
me.
They're like, who's this again, crazy lady outside with the alarm going
it's
off?
It's snowing, and I am so cold, and I'm like, I just want to go home. And all of a sudden, I hit the alarm again, and I look behind me, and my car is behind me. And I have been trying to unlock somebody else's car in front of everybody. Everybody sees me doing this. And so then, I mean, I'm setting up my
alarm
car off.
It's just so Katie.
Like, I'm getting all of the attention.
It's just so you.
And I just put my head down. I get in my car and I drive away.
Yeah.
And I had things to do. Like, there were things on the docket Friday. I couldn't leave my house.
Adulting is
hard. I had to sit in there for a few hours so nobody knew who I was.
Put yourself
like,
in time out.
I had to get them to forget
Did
about
you drive
me.
Drive immediately to a car dealership and trade your car
so
in.
I was so embarrassed. So
oh,
embarrassed.
Oh, bless your heart.
Yeah.
It's just so Katie.
That's a Katie thing to do right there.